Missouri's E.J. Gaines was a first-team all-conference cornerback in the Big 12 as a sophomore in 2011. But when the Tigers moved to the SEC, Gaines felt that got him even more prepared for the NFL. He made first-team all-conference in that league as well last year when he feels he rounded out his game.
I just had to really change my mindset, not necessarily my game. Still getting better in my man coverage, but also getting more physical. Like I told him, just my physicality. I had to turn that up a notch playing in the SEC, obviously, how much they run the football. So I feel like it really played into my game and what I can do best, getting into the run game, going into the slot, getting into some of the gaps and helping our linebackers, stuff like that. I think that it's more of a pro-style conference, so I think it'll help me definitely go and change my game into the NFL. It's the best conference in the nation. I think everybody knows that. So it's the closest thing to playing in the NFL, and it's an NFL-type offense, so I think it's definitely good for me.
One thing Gaines did was switch back and forth between playing the outside and slot corner spots. That physical part of his game was important at the inside position.
I'd say I played the slot. It depends who we were playing, but maybe 30%, 40%. But I played anytime we went to nickel, I was a slot guy, so... I would go in there to help in with the run or to lock on a good receiver that they had on the offensive side of the ball.
Gaines considers Vanderbilt's Jordan Matthews the toughest receiver he's faced. Texas A&M's Mike Evans was another top guy Gaines guarded, and he held Evans to a season-low 4 catches for 8 yards. Gaines gave a lot of credit to his own Missouri teammates for that kind of success, as he got accustomed to going up against bigger receivers every day in practice.
Both those guys are big receivers, and man, going against LaDainian Washington, who's a 4'4 guy, 4'3 guy, and he's 6'6, you don't really get anything different than that. And then Marcus Lucas, who's 6'6 and can run routes just like Jordan Matthews. It just makes it a lot easier. And then my film study, going in there and just having my head on right, being confident in what I've done that week and getting it done.